Listen, it's The Bert Show.
All right, let's get back to Olivia here. We've been talking to her for about 2 weeks now, and she's got an obstacle this weekend. She's juggling two different dudes.
Yes.
Living with two different dudes. Mm-hmm. So that's like the next step. That's a serious step.
And this weekend is Valentine's Day.
Right.
So I'm sure both men and both men do have plans, and she's got to juggle that.
And Jeff, what did she say last time that made us think that maybe one of these guys was going to propose this weekend?
Well, the dude, Kennesaw dude, because that's what we call him, right? Just Midtown of Kennesaw?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So Kennesaw dude was supposed to get Sunday night, and Midtown dude was supposed to have Saturday night.
Right.
Right?
But
then Kennesaw dude snuck in with a surprise and said, hey, I'm going to get us a limo to pick you up on Saturday. And I think our theory is that if Kennesaw dude's not real, he's kind of broke. And so I think the theory is that if he's going to spend the money on a limo rental, then he's making it not just a special night, but an extra special night. And so somebody thought there might be a ring involved at the end of that limo ride.
Maybe there's a CZ somewhere in that limo.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good.
Okay.
I'm still a little nervous about this weekend, although I solved the limo problem.
Okay.
Thanks to the weather, because the snow that we have coming in, Kenneth Hawkeye and I had a little conversation about how, you know, we don't know how the driver will do in the weather, and I could get stuck there and not be able to go to my mother's house, and that it was better just not to plan anything driving that night.
When? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
Oh,
so it will have already snowed.
Snow and ice on the ground,
yeah,
though.
But it'll be 41 and sunny tomorrow.
Most of
yeah,
it's 41 and sunny tomorrow.
The snow's going to be gone.
It's going to be dangerous. Why are you trying to thwart love?
Because he's living with love ears and not logic ears.
That's true.
So anything she says,
you know,
is
what happens
dead on.
When it's,
and everybody freaks out here.
There's two inches of snow on the ground. It goes up to
today.
41. Right. That ice, that snow turns to pure ice.
I can't believe.
With daggers.
New
with
York
razor,
dude
with,
is actually doing this.
I'm trying to help her.
Criticize the snow earlier.
I'm trying to help her.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm having a tough time following along here. So,
well, anyway, he has already canceled the limo because of the snow.
Ooh, that was a close one.
But that still doesn't avoid what might be a wedding proposal this weekend. I mean, if it's a limo or not, he's still maybe popping the question to you.
You guys planted that seed in my head, and you know, I have not ruled that out. It does seem like a possibility. And the other night when we were on the phone, he asked me this random question, like, where would you want to go for your honeymoon?
And you said, you mean if I get married to the Midtown guy?
No, that's not what I said. Very funny. No, I was like, oh no, oh my gosh. And I said Hawaii. But that got me thinking that he might be planning it, you know, he might really be planning a surprise for this weekend. And Midtown guy has also been acting really excited. And so now I'm going to be spending Saturday night with Midtown guy. And I'm worried that he is going to pop some trip on us. You know, because he has money to do it. And I'm just afraid that there's going to be something that's going to happen that's going to keep me from getting to Kennesaw Guy on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Or something.
He's going to be like, baby, we're going to the airport right now.
I know we're laughing about it, but aren't you exhausted? I mean, you're exhausted, like making up lies and then having to cover for your lies and then the possibility of this happening on Saturday night and then Sunday. Isn't it tiring?
It is. It's stressful. You know, I enjoy it, but it's totally getting stressful.
So what do you, I mean, what are you leaning one way or the other? Are you leaning towards Midtown guy? Like, if Midtown guy Saturday night says, I've booked this trip, baby, I already bought you a new bathing suit, we're on the way, like, your bags are packed, we're going to Hawaii, do you just throw your hands up?
No, she told the other guy Hawaii. Like, Midtown guy's got more money. She wants him to take her to Tahiti.
Oh, right. They're going to Bali.
Right.
Right. Whatever it is, I mean, do you throw your hands up and say, okay, Midtown guy is it?
I mean, I think I'm just going to have to wait until I'm in the moment. Because right now, I'm really not leaning one way or the other. I'm leaning just towards trying to balance and trying to keep, stay in both relationships as long as possible. Or until something presents itself to really make one better than the other.
So,
and so that could present itself this weekend. Who knows?
So each one of them, you told us, has already said that I love you to you.
And she says it back.
And you say it back. But do you really think that you're in love with both of these guys?
I love both guys. I really do.
Who are you more in love with?
That's crap.
Oh, that's hard.
Her boyfriends are like her children. She has a different love for each one. She doesn't love one more than the other.
She's not in love. She's loves. Because when you're, when you're dating two different people, like, at some point somebody wins, right? At some point somebody...
Or both lose.
I think that's more. Because it's not just you're dating two guys. She's living with two men.
It's stepped up.
And you are getting off on the attention, off the espionage. You feel like you're pulling on both of them, you know? And so, I don't think that you really, truly love either one of them.
Just for the record, this is guy behavior. Like this, if
it wouldn't even be accepted if it was guy.
It wouldn't be accepted, but it would be like, oh, I can't believe he's doing that. You're crazy. You're going to get busted. Like we'd be talking about how he's going to get busted and how they're going to catch him and how he's going to screw up. And
the tone would be different.
How you have to be careful. But just because she's a girl and she's doing this to two guys, like she said, almost said like she's excited by it, you know, at the end of the last conversation. So now it's like, what are you doing? I can't believe you're doing that. So it's a completely different. But, like, why aren't we focusing on the fact that she could get busted easily?
And the fact that we get emails and we get calls from women that say, you know, go ahead, get yours, girl, get yours.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it's the other way around, guys don't ever call up and go get yours, boy.
No, we've said every...
Go get both of them.
We've said every single time that she's cheating on both these men. We've said it every single time, and we've acknowledged every single time that what she's doing is wrong. And I don't think she won't get caught.
They both think that they're in an exclusive relationship. If she were honest and just dating both of them, whatever.
And both of them, their mindset is... I'm probably going to be with this woman for the rest of my life.
Right.
If you're moving in with somebody, that's pretty serious stuff. That's the middle layer there. There's only one place to go after that.
She's a tweener stage.
She's using both these men,
She's dating as
Once
a verb
again,
for her.
I mean, I don't come on your show to, you know, for you to accept what I'm doing.
Right.
I don't expect you to accept what I'm doing. I don't expect you to think it's right. You know, you dragged me on here in the first place.
It's true.
It has been fun radio theater,
I'm just grateful for any advice you guys have to give me because there aren't very many people that I can talk to about this.
Well, pick one.
Yeah.
That's your advice. Pick what guy you want.
Or
that's what we've been saying.
Or if a Midtown guy takes you on a trip on Saturday night, just blame it on the snow on Sunday for Kennesaw Dude because it'll be up to almost 50 degrees on Sunday and that'll be a good excuse.
Here's Jana. Hey, Jana, good morning. You're on Q100.
Freeze. Good morning.
Hey.
I love you guys. I listen to you every morning for a whole hour on the way to work.
Thank you.
But I am just extremely ticked off. You know, there are so many women out there that are great women and have trouble finding guys. And here she is over here with two of them. And it just ticks me off because she's gonna get busted eventually. And then one of them is going to be heartbroken, and the next girl, I feel sorry for the next girl, because he's going to have such a hard time trusting women after this. And it just really, really ticks me off to hear that she's doing this.
Olivia, have you spent any time thinking about that? Because this can't end well. I mean, one of these guys is going to get really, really hurt, or both of them are going to get really, really hurt. And if you quote-unquote love them... Have you spent any time thinking about the hurt that you're going to inflict once it ends badly?
I have, that has crossed my mind, yes. And it worries me because I don't want to hurt them. And so, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to end one or both relationships without them knowing that they were being deceived.
Hey, Cece, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Hey, question. I came in on the middle of it, but I heard majority of the key parts. So how long has she been dating both of these guys?
Did you hear that, Olivia?
Yeah, 4 months.
4 months. Oh, my God. Come on. I'm gay, okay? So, listen, at the time, in the beginning of 2010, January, I've been dating seven different guys. And I've been in a relationship with them for pretty much a little bit longer than 4 months. But hey, you got to do what you got to do. Have fun, enjoy it, and I mean, you can't determine on which one you love more, because like one of you guys said that, you know, it's like a child. You can't. It's two different, you know, two different loves, or you know, you can't. You love one or the other. So do what you got to do. I mean, it's kind of surprising to hear that a woman is dating two guys, just like you guys said. It's bad for a guy to do it, but
hold on one second, this one's different. Obvious.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, you talk about dating seven guys, but she's living with both these guys.
And did these guys know about each other? Cece?
I take that back. They actually do, because I put them all to a test and I actually invited them all out.
That's different.
This is all my friends.
I got no beef at all with this. If she told both guys what was going on, and they decided, okay, you know what, I love you so much that I'm willing to risk this and take a chance on it, there's no call here.
Right.
I think you should tell them that for Valentine's weekend. I think you should invite them all to the same dinner. Both guys.
Who's that? Olivia
and both guys.
Right.
And Kennesaw and Midtown.
There's a major difference here, though. They have no idea, and they're both living with a woman that they think they're going to be with for the rest of their lives. It's totally different.
At least Kennesaw. I'm not sure if Midtown feels that way, but Kennesaw definitely.
All right,
for sure. It's true.
Olivia, we will talk to you on Monday morning, hopefully from Atlanta, but who knows where you'll be if this dude decides to fly you out of town.
Wish me luck, you guys.
No,
yeah.
Good luck.
I mean, just blame it on the snow. That's right. Blame it on the snow.
Blame it's going to be here all weekend.
We'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
This is The Bert Show.